From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the program this time with a set of Funky Fusion, and we'll begin with a track from the Ross Hammond Quartet. Ross Hammond on guitar, Vinnie Golia on a variety of saxophones, Stuart Liebig on bass, and the veteran modern jazz drummer Alex Klein rounding out the quartet. This is a track from their 2012 release Adored on Prescott Recordings. It's entitled Sesquipedalian.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a trio calling themselves Niacin from their self-titled debut on Stretch Concord, released in 1996. The trio, made up of Billy Sheehan on bass earlier in the 90s, Billy had some success on pop music radio as the lead singer of the band Mr. Big, John Novello on organ, and Dennis Chambers on drums. We heard For Crying Out Loud. Before that, a group fronted by Korean guitarist Nojae Kim, who simply goes by Nojae on this recording, a 2015 release entitled Nojae's Wild Thing. The rest of the band, Brian Seymour, tenor sax, Logan Kim, electric piano, Solgi Hwang, bass, and Yongjun Kim on drums. The tracks are based on 7 short stories, and the stories are based on the influence of American pop music in modern Korean culture. We listened to Travel, and we began the set with the Ross Hammond Quartet, featuring Ross Hammond on guitar. From the album Adored, we heard Sesquipedalian, which is an adjective describing a polysyllabic or extremely long word, or characterized by long words or being long-winded. In this segment of the program, we have one lengthy piece of free improvised music. As we turn to the Schlippenbach Quartet, made up of well-known German and British free improvisers, the quartet fronted by Alexander von Schlippenbach on piano, with Evan Parker on sax, Peter Kowald on bass, and Paul Lovens on drums. A track from the album Hunting the Snake, sessions recorded on September 10th, 1975, at Sendesal Radio Bremen in Bremen, Germany. We'll listen to the title cut, Hunting the Snake. Thank you.
Ah! Thank you.
Some classic European free improvised music from the mid-70s, the Schlippenbach Quartet, Alexander von Schlippenbach, Evan Parker, Peter Kowald, and Paul Lovens, respectively. The title track from the album Hunting the Snake, sessions recorded in Bremen, Germany, in September of 1975. The album reissued on CD as part of the Unheard Music series. You are listening to Jazz Progressions, where I like to think each episode presents some very much unheard music from the realms of free improvisation, avant-garde, and jazz fusion. I hope you enjoy the program, and if you do, why not take a moment to let the management of this radio station know that you appreciate that they bring you Jazz Progressions. And if the station is listener-supported, and most of our affiliates are, then please consider making a donation at pledge time or at any other time that you want to show appreciation for quality, non-commercial, public and community radio programming. If you'd like to get in touch with this program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website, where you can find much more info about the show, including detailed show playlists and also streaming audio of this and many previous editions of Jazz Progressions. This is program number 1526, by the way, if you want to look that up. And the blog and website can be found at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. jazzprogressions.com. We have another fairly lengthy piece of free improvised music to round out the hour. Not nearly as long as the last piece we heard, but certainly lengthy by many people's standards, I'm sure. As we turn to trumpeter Stephen Haynes and a track from his 2015 New Atlantis Records release, Pomegranate. This album is an extension of Stephen's established trio. At the core of the trio, which is called Parisia, by the way, you'll find guitarist Joe Morris and percussionist Warren Smith. Here, the trio is augmented by tuba player Ben Stapp and bassist William Parker. The album as a whole is a tribute to jazz trumpeter Bill Dixon, one of Stephen's mentors, and Stephen has had the privilege of collaborating with Mr. Dixon over the last 40 years. In addition to being an album of free jazz or free improv music, I detect a strong world music element on these tracks, and this piece certainly no exception. To my ears, there is definitely a strong African, or more specifically North African or Moroccan, influence, especially in the playing of the bassist William Parker. It's called Mangi Fi Rik, I Am Still Here. Thank you. trumpeter Stephen Haynes, in a quintet with Ben Stapp, Joe Morris, William Parker, and Warren Smith, respectively. From an album entitled Pomegranate, the album paying tribute to trumpeter Bill Dixon, we listened to Mangi Fi Rik, I Am Still Here. That's a 2015 release on New Atlantis Records. And speaking of still being here, I won't be for much longer as our time is gone for this hour of the program. Just enough time to remind you that if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website can be found at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. Join me again when you can for more of the best of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and jazz fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.